7:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And we've kind of been keeping track of some things going on in Colorado recently. And joining me from the greater Denver area, ladies and gentlemen, Valerie Richardson, Washington Times national reporter. Hi, Val.
Hey, how are you doing, Andy?
I'm doing just fine. I see where the governor, Governor Hickenlooper, signed a slew of restrictive gun laws yesterday, and so now it appears, what, by July 1st, everything is enacted?
Well, that is the way it works under the bill, but I think before that we're going to see at least one lawsuit filed. The Independence Institute, which is a free market bank based in Denver, has announced that it will go ahead and file a lawsuit based on, probably with a coalition of groups, which could include the Colorado County Sheriffs. They have opposed these things from the start. And after that, I think we're going to see we're also seeing a couple of companies saying that they're going to leave town. And then, of course, there's the ballot box. A lot of people are talking about doing some sort of repeal of one or all of the measures and challenging some of the Democrats in some of these iffy districts who voted for these. So, so a lot could happen.
All right. So we're talking about extensive background checks, going to require gun buyers to pay for those checks. And they're going to ban the sale and transfer of ammunition magazines that contain more than 15 rounds, right?
That's exactly right. Those are the three. And we could see a couple of more, but the magazine one was the big one. That's the one that companies like Magpul and Alford Industries were saying we're going to possibly drive them out of the state. And now Magpul has confirmed that it will leave Colorado because this bill was signed.
All right. And they're saying that they'll start producing out of state within like a month if they can do it.
Yeah, they think they can, within 30 days, have enough of their operation in a different state. Now, they haven't said which state they're looking at. They said that they've been in contact with a number of states. You know, if you go on Facebook, you'll see a website for virtually every state in the union saying, Magpul, please come to our state. So they have a lot of interested suitors.
Yeah. And is it the thought that some of the employees would move and go with them, or are they just going to let everybody go in the state of Colorado?
Well, I think there would be some people going with them. I mean, they undoubtedly have specialists and engineers that they would want to keep with them, but you could see a lot of support people, as well as people in the supply chain, ending up staying in Colorado, and those people are obviously going to be out of work.
Right, and they employ hundreds, right?
They employ themselves in Colorado 200, and then there are another 400 people employed who basically are part of their supply chain. So, yeah, it's a big hit.
All right, and as far as dollars, it's millions, right?
Yep, they believe that they make a contribution every year to the state economy of you know, tens of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a big hit.
All right, now, the measures that the governor signed into law, these were the product of Democrats, right, who outnumber the Republicans.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, they all passed without any Republican votes. So far, no Republican has voted in favor of any of these measures, but the Democrats have pretty comfortable majorities in both houses, so they can do this without any Republican support. And in some cases, you would see sort of vulnerable Democrats, you know, voting against a measure here, a measure there. But they were definitely done without any Republican support.
Yeah. Well, I know Joe Biden and Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York are among the happy campers today, although didn't Hickenlooper try to push that aside, saying they really had nothing to do with it?
He insists that there was no influence from East Coast politicians, but that's obviously been something he's been criticized for.
Yeah. Okay. What does this do for Hickenlooper politically? Because, you know, obviously his name's been kicked around. He could be a candidate in 2016 for the presidency. And now all of a sudden, a guy who had perhaps the hunting and fishing crowd may not have him anymore.
Yeah, that is a big question. And it's a very interesting one because people are disagree on this. On the one hand, you have people saying that, you know, if he doesn't get in good with national Democrats by signing these bills, he doesn't have a prayer of getting fundraising from big Democratic sources in 2016. So if he has national aspirations, it may be that he had to sign these bills. On the other hand, if he's just planning on staying in Colorado and running for re-election, clearly there's going to be a lot of people out in rural areas and, you know, and people who are part of the whole Western hunting tradition who are going to be really upset with him there.
Yeah.
So it's unclear on how it's going to play out. I mean, I guess it'll play out in 2014, but right now there's not necessarily a candidate in Colorado, a Republican candidate, who's seen as being, you know, the logical successor or the logical challenger to Hickenlooper. And so he's kind of got the field to himself right now. Undoubtedly, the Republicans will run, but there's there's nobody so strong at this moment, at least, that I think he probably felt like, well, you know, I'm pretty good. I really don't have to worry about this too much.
Yeah. All right, I only have a little bit of time left, but I wanted to touch base with you on another story. We heard about the murder of the state corrections chief in Colorado, Tom Clements. And this this was really, I mean, this could be construed as nothing but a hit, right? Because, I mean, they didn't rob the guy. They just, he opened the door and they killed him, right?
Right. And you know, obviously he's the head of corrections in Colorado, so clearly he's somebody who could have made some enemies there. He has been praised as being just a terrific person, but if you're an inmate who has a beef with him, you know, obviously there could be any number of people that could have been out to get him.
All right. And no leads? They have no idea right now?
There is a guy in there right now who was trying to be, who's Saudi Arabian. He was trying to be extradited back to Saudi Arabia, and he was turned down about a week ago. And there's no evidence to link him to the crime, but there's a lot of speculation in the media as to whether or not that might have been part of it.
Mm, yeah. And again, he there was a knock at the door, he opened the door, and he was murdered.
He was shot, and that was it. Neighbors say there was a car running in front of his house for maybe 10, 15 minutes. I mean, it was quick.
Huh. That's amazing. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll get some kind of answer to that down the road. But thank you for joining me today. Appreciate it very much. Enjoy your rest of your day in beautiful Colorado.
Thanks very much, Andy.
See ya. Valerie Richardson, Washington Times national reporter, 457, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT.